Well, if TikTok's gonna die, then there's one last secret that I feel I should share with everyone. What is really going on with the leaders of the Mormon Church? This is the tea of all tea, so please stick with me. You ask yourself, do these guys actually believe they're prophets? Do they know that they're making it all up, or do they really believe? I'm gonna answer for you, what is going on inside the Mormon Church? Hey guys, my name is Kara Burrell. Welcome to the Timmy Did What podcast. I have been sitting on some intel for a while that I'm finally ready to make into a podcast and share with you all. It's a really common question that I get after people who, you know, they're raised their whole life within the church, come in contact with a video like mine, and then for the first time start to realize like, oh, it's a made up thing. Joseph Smith made it all up. And they deal with that. And then it follows, they say, okay, but what about the prophets and like the Quorum of the 12 Apostles? Do they know that it's not true? How much do they know what they're doing is lying to us? And they just, what they do, they just get up there and lie to us every year. So what I'm about to tell you, I feel like this a very small amount of people within the church actually know. And through the evidence I'm going to present for a second, this is something that even fewer people like me on the outside of the church will know. So what I am about to explain, I have never laid out this concretely with such a big kind of secret at the end that I've never mentioned any of this publicly. So I'm going to make this as simple as possible so everyone from every corner of the earth understands. So the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, or Mormon Church, was founded by its first prophet, Joseph Smith, who called himself a prophet, seer, and revelator, not just another preacher. He threw his weight around producing scripture and marrying a lot of wives. And what I want to focus on first is how notably different the early prophets of the church are from the prophets Mormons revere today, in a way that I think every faithful Mormon would admit that the Book of Mormon prophets and Joseph Smith, they were leading armies. They were like restoring lost truths. They were channeling down these important, weighty revelations from heaven. Whereas now, Mormons still have prophets and apostles that they have been conditioned to trust and swear an oath to. And they watch 10 hours of speeches every 6 months, hoping that leaders are going to give them some epic revelations like in olden days. But mostly, it's just a lot of the same old boring stuff. Everyone falls asleep, and then they cheer when they announce that the church is building temples, which to them signals that the church is growing when it's actually shrinking. So what we have here is a gap, expectations not meeting up with reality. So I was not on a quest to answer this question over the last 4 years that I've done content creation in the ex-Mormon space, but through my special interest in exposing the supposed hero behind the Sound of Freedom movie and founder of Operation Underground Railroad, Mormon bro Tim Ballard, I got my answer. Follow me. This will blow minds when I get to the end, but I'll also drop a bunch of other secrets until I get to the big one. So Tim Ballard rose to this savior-like status in and out of the Mormon church for being the guy that couldn't wait around for law enforcement to rescue kids from trafficking. He quit his job at Homeland Security to start OUR, and he had help from Mormon apostle M. Russell Ballard to set up sting operations and catch bad guys, film it all, and make a TV show out of it, produce a film based on true story, Sound of Freedom, about his life, and make a bunch of money, all on the narrative that if you can write him a check, you're helping combat human trafficking when in actuality there are zero confirmed children that he's rescued. And as a matter of fact, Tim is not only accused of raping several women that he worked with, assaulting many more, backed up with extremely hard evidence in text messages and so forth, pin in all of that sex abuse, but we're just talking about Tim and him running OUR. Now you know. So obviously, if you're with me up to this point, Tim, why are you acting like that? Where do you get off? Who gave you the idea that you could act like this? Now, I know that you're thinking that I'm going to say Joseph Smith, but it's actually more fascinating than that. You might even say, oh, well, he's best buds with Mormon Apostle M. Russell Ballard. Is he the one that emboldened him? Now, that is true in a million ways, one of which being that Tim likely had the second anointing ceremony, super secret ceremony that most Mormons don't even know about that exists, but they will deny that it exists because it's basically a get out of jail free card. You can do anything that you want and have guaranteed salvation. Tim probably had that ceremony, but that's not where I'm going with this. Put pin in Mormon church supporting Tim for a second. Tim, why are you doing all this? The secret I need to share with you lies in Tim Ballard's spiritual mentor, Tom Harrison. We're going to circle back to Tim in a second. So Tom Harrison is a retired Utah-based therapist and author, best known for his 2012 book, Visions of Glory, which rose him to like a underground prophet status within Mormonism. And in his book, he talks about three near-death experiences that he had, including personal visitations from Big JC, Jesus Christ. And he initially published this book under a pseudonym, Spencer. Then he later confirmed that he was the author of these near-death experiences. And that gave him all kinds of visionary powers. Like, he could, in the book it talks about, like, look at a nurse and know that she was having an affair with a doctor. Or that if you were to watch corn, demons would come out of the computer so they could get their fix and possess a person's body. So he's preaching some big stuff, some prophet-like stuff, some big revelations about our reality. But wait, how do the actual Mormon prophets feel about him saying all this stuff? So the leadership of the Mormon Church has never issued a public statement about Tom Harrison or his book, and the church publicly emphasizes that personal revelation should align with established doctrines and teachings. And the church is very, very clear on this, that you should not go outside of their prophecies. You stay in line, and they excommunicate people all the time who don't conform to this. So how is this one guy, Tom, able to get away with this? Because Tom Harrison and other psychics like him are the real shadow org behind the facade of the prophets, First Presidency, and Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Let me explain further. Mormonism tries desperately, as an organization, as a church, to be in the evangelical Christian in crowd. They try to wipe all the traces of like early folk magic by Joseph Smith or polygamy and proposition themselves as super biblical. The church references scriptures against practices of like sorcery and consulting with mediums, super anti all of that kind of woo-woo stuff, which they see as totally counterfeit sources of spiritual knowledge. Even my own Mormon mom, who did massage therapy and energy healings for a long time, she got too popular doing these sessions with people from church where she would like cast out demons and they'd be like, I'm healed, and they'd be so grateful. And they'd chatter around the ward and stuff. She got called into the bishop's office and told to knock it off, or she would have her temple recommend taken away. So a lot of Mormons exist in this space where Mormonism is their belief system, where Joseph Smith gave all of this inspiration to think that they can get these intense revelations, but also do it on the down low so that you can maintain your membership. So when the church wants to silence certain blasphemous voices, dissenting voices within the church, when they want to silence them, they do it. So then how is a crazy, kooky, psychic person like Tom Harrison able to get promoted? Okay, follow me. So Visions of Glory came out in 2012. And by March 2014, it was making Tom Harrison very famous and making him a lot of money. And then Tom wrote a letter where he needed to clear some things up, get back in the good graces. And he addressed a letter to his Mormon priesthood leaders where he expressed that he still got a great commitment to the church. And he clarified that his experiences were just personal and they were not intended as official church doctrine. Because let's not forget, Visions of Glory has significantly influenced the Mormon prepper community, neo-fundamentalist community. It's been linked to murderers like Chad Daybell and Lori Vallow. The book was literally what Lori was reading when she was arrested after murdering her children and burying them in the backyard, pulling ideas directly from Visions of Glory that her kids were evil zombies possessed by demons. Okay, so Tom Harrison was the direct spiritual advisor that met regularly with Chad and Lori and with Jody Hildebrandt, who's in prison for child abuse, and he was also an advisor to Tim Ballard. So in this letter, Tom apologized for any confusion or harm that his book might have caused and then reaffirmed his support for church leadership. But in return for demoting himself in the eyes of faithful Mormons everywhere, the Mormon leadership secretly gave him a couple things. So the secret that I'm sharing with you about the Mormon church actually being puppeteered by a network of psychics like Tom Harrison, and that people like Tom Harrison are actually pulling the strings and prophets are just Pinocchioing their way through life. This specific piece of intel comes from a man that I've interviewed while researching for my podcast who reached out to me, and my co-host Ryan. Ryan was a longtime friend and business partner of Tim Ballard. And we had a 3-hour lunch with this church insider whose identity I cannot reveal, but I can say that it is the closest inside source to the church who is willing to talk to me, who knows all of these men personally. And if I could get one wish of any person who is the most insanely insider person that I could possibly trust, it would be an interview with this person, which I have. These are the things that he told me. My top wish list person to talk to in all of Mormonism, think to you in your head, who wants to spill the tea for me? That guy. So what I'm saying, you're going to want a discount as well. That's just rumor. That's hearsay. Where's her proof? Because he can't come forward right now because of his family ties, and it's not safe for him to speak out publicly. But in the future, we hope that he can. But let me keep explaining. So you need to understand this conundrum, that a faithful Mormon guy like Tom could author such a blasphemous book under a pseudonym originally, but have all of these massive revelations about the second coming and Satan and then never taking them back. If Tom Harrison is going to write a letter reaffirming his dedication to the church, but still sell copies of a book that the church doesn't approve of, Then what's going on? The Mormon prophets and apostles are like public figures in charge of just maintaining organizational unity and just communicating the doctrines in ways that keep the church's status quo to members, and that they operate as like the visible face of the church, where psychics like Tom Harrison, on the other hand, are their counsel. The people they go to that they trust to tap into this raw, unfiltered spiritual realm, that Tom Harrison leads a team of psychics that serve as conduits to God in ways that they, the Mormon prophets, know that they can't access. But it's important to maintain the facade to church members that they can. Joseph Smith himself reported receiving visions of angelic visitations similar to the stories of Tom Harrison. The secret is psychics like Tom Harrison are the real revelators, and that he and psychics like him fill this vacuum created within a church rooted in this mythical traditions, like Joseph Smith's folk magic, a profitable system, shaped though by these Joseph Smith-like revelations, but with this corporate veneer. So when the leaders of the church make a decision, it comes first and foremost down to how will this make money and how will it instill faith and devotion in its members? And then they check in with their psychics like Tom Harrison to see how it all plays out. Like if we hoard $100 billion and open a shopping mall, God's not going to come down on us, right? Will it make the church wealthier, and will members of the church lose their faith over it? Tom, what do you think?
We got our corporate hats on, so.
So that's just secret one, a big one, about what a man like Tom Harrison is doing still in the good graces of Mormon leadership while not disavowing his revelations. Because anyone else would get excommunicated, but he got a secret promotion to basically being shadow prophet. So with this great power, do you think he's gonna not abuse it? If this man, who has been lifelong friends with many important apostles, believes his own revelations and Mormon apostles defer to him as having a closer connection to God than they do, what is a man like that up to? Unchecked power? Unchecked revelation? In checks polygamy. We're talking about Mormonism here. So that's one of the things that this insider told me that Tom Harrison does. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not. Just wanted to add a little color to the story. You can discount it for now. The fact remains, though, that Tom Harrison works for the Mormon Church today as a type of therapist who meets with young men and women preparing to serve missions to suss out if they should move forward serving a mission, and that the young people who actually get referred to him are those with mental health challenges that range from bipolar to depression. And because he has a background in therapy and social work, the young prospective missionaries that think that they are meeting with this church guy are going to assess it. What they're actually doing is being assessed if they're possessed by demons. So I'm helping connect the pieces of what he really, really does for the church, but his position to do that as that guy, that's already well established. Wanted to clarify that. So with that being said, do you really think that a person like Tom is going to write a book like Visions of Glory and then use the psychiatric best practices? And do you think the church doesn't know that he thinks he's a psychic? Now, at this point, I can't prove the things that I mentioned earlier about psychics like Tom being the real prophets in Mormonism, but I can say matter-of-factly that the church leaders promoted him and they have utilized him to help with prospective missionaries. I don't think that it's much of a stretch of the imagination that they utilize him in other areas of leading the church too. That brings us back to Tim Ballard. We have sources up the wazoo that Operation Underground Railroad did not utilize any normal tactical forms of intel when trying to save children, but instead used psychics. And I'm not here to argue for or against the validity of psychics as a whole, but no surprise, Tim Ballard's psychics did not produce any results. It's been well documented that his undercover operations felt like he was doing everything for the money, fame, filming his operations like a movie, and not even with the purpose of backing up his stories with save children, with no intelligence on how to actually catch the traffickers other than consulting with psychics. That's pretty well documented already. In one of the many lawsuits that have been brought against Tim Ballard and OUR last year for sexual assault and a heap of other things, Tim Ballard's executive assistant and many other women, many of them faithful Mormons, who had been close to Tim for years, they allege that Tim Ballard used psychics constantly. And when they asked him where he got permission from the church to utilize this totally blasphemous practice,
Tim allegedly said to them the psychics he used were actually personal psychics to his best church bud, Apostle M. Russell Ballard. If you understand how intertwined the Mormon church is with building up the myth of Tim Ballard and what his downfall has revealed in court, you'll begin to see where he modeled his psychic org from. Tim Ballard has called Tom Harrison his spiritual advisor. Tim has about 100 blessings or so of revelations from Tom Harrison on how to run OUR that are all written down. Tim Ballard, throughout running OUR before he got kicked out for all these sexual assault allegations, Tim Ballard is in constant communication all these years with two main spiritual advisors from his church, one being the Apostle M. Russell Ballard and then Tom Harrison. In fact, there are actually reports from investigations that have said that OUR operators who went on stings with Tim, and when they found out that their mission was led by a psychic, that Tim would say like, oh my gosh, give me a break, and then call up M. Russell Ballard for backup and say, see, you believe this guy is an apostle of God, right? Mormon employee of mine, you got a problem? Take it up with the guy who talked to the big guy. So with that being said, Operation Underground Railroad, it has been shown with evidence that it is run by intelligence from psychics, one of which being Tom. And the bonus secret for you is that I have access to the crisis meeting notes from the week last September 2023, when Vice News began firing away with these explosive pieces and these allegations of Tim Ballard being a fraud, a sexual predator, and then this Mormon church who had built up this man and endorsed him then needed to disavow him as quickly as possible. And the crisis meeting notes reveal that Tim was handling this crisis by regularly talking to Tom Harrison, and that the church's major fear is people catching on that they use psychics. In a meeting that Operation Underground Railroad had during this crisis week with the church, it says that the public finding out about psychics, as Vice News has been reporting all week based on evidence from investigations and interviews, that the public finding out about their use of psychics was the biggest fear and how it would affect their optics. So that's the secret. Mormon leaders who claim to be prophets, seers, and revelators are actually just guys in suits cosplaying God guys. You're not that surprised, but it's interesting that they maintain control over like 16 million members of the church by leading people to believe that they are the conduits to God. They're not so much concerned about the optics of sex abuse infecting their ranks. It's founded by a man who, by all accounts, is a sexual predator. I mean, that's the waters that Mormons swim in. It's a Rocky Mountain Bible fanfiction sex cult. Come on. But the other foundation of Mormonism is intense personal revelation, the use of all kinds of mythical fortune-telling objects that the church wants everyone just to conveniently believe in, that it was okay for Joseph Smith, but not okay for any practicing Mormon today. So I believe that the Mormon church is more or less run by psychics, and that if that news were to get out, if this video were to get shared with anyone, and that news getting out is its biggest threat to control over its members, that if people find out that their prophet acknowledges he doesn't talk to God, but outsources that to another place, nothing is stopping a person from leaving the church and doing the same. Thank you guys so much for hitting the like button, hitting subscribe, going over to our Patreon and joining that. That really helps sustain us financially. And I also have a Venmo and donor box. Would love some more change thrown our way so that we can keep pumping out this podcast. We have some incredible stuff that is coming later. I never even thought I'd be able to talk about. And Christmas is coming early, even though it's not Christmas at all, because it's actually extremely devastating information that made me take a mental health day. So if you want more of this Tim Ballard news and want to get these stories told, help support the women who have been abused within Operation Underground Railroad and by Tim Ballard, and start to get the word out, you know how to hit the subscribe button. Signing off, I'm Cara Burrell, and I'll catch you on another episode of Timmy Did What?